Steve Jaco pre-game interview.
Second preliminary final, the Cats and the Lions from the Gabba. Footy Spotlight thanks to Rex Gorrell, rexgorrell.com.au. Time to go inside the Brisbane Lions camp, where we're lucky enough to be joined by Lions development coach Paul Henriksen, a man who knows some of these ex-Falcons boys on the Geelong list and even one on the Brisbane Lions list very, very well, having been the academy coach down in the Western District in the old days. Paul, thanks for joining us again on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Benny Cass and Mark Neild talking to you. Well, a bit of speculation's made its way down to our neck of the woods about Darcy Gardner. I'm not sure what you can tell us with 20 minutes until teams being lodged, but will he play tonight?
Well, I can tell you that, yeah, it's a beautiful evening here in Brisbane at the moment, but, yeah, he'll go through a warm-up process, and then there's been no call made as yet, so he'll go through a warm-up, probably warm-up inside, see if he can get through that, warm-up outside, and then they'll make a call, I would suggest.
Okay. Is it Jack Payne that's on standby?
We've got a couple of four emergencies, probably the most likely. Hobby's played, obviously, he's been exposed to playing defence when Harris Andrews was out, so he's probably the logical choice. So, you know, there's a couple there, like, that could take a spot there, Mitchin could push him there. But Jack Payne probably is the logical choice.
Okay, well, we'll keep a close eye on that with teams being lodged in 20 minutes from now. What's the last fortnight been like for the Brisbane Lions? You find yourself in a situation you haven't been in for more than a decade, winning a qualifying final and straight into a prelim and at home for that as well.
We found ourselves, I'll tell you what, I think the thing that I've noticed between probably even comparing a bit towards last year and this year is that we found that the boys were a lot more relaxed this year around the club. And I found, you know, the last 2 weeks we've had good training sessions. We had a bit of an intra hit out last Saturday, which was good, up at Burpengary, just to keep the boys on edge a little bit. So the preparation from the guys has been second to none. Training's been sharp, but it's more the around the club. Like last year, I think we were a little bit, you know, you could see nerves and things like that. There was a little bit more relaxation around the group in the last 2 weeks, definitely in comparison to previous times.
Paul, what was your temperature when you came through? Was it all... Did they just saw you at 30, 60? You weren't sort of over-racing, were you?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I was just talking to someone yesterday about the temperature testing. Did that, but I think I racked up COVID test number 36 during the week. So
right.
we get a little notification on our phone. We have twice a week. So
And you get the all clear.
It's all good.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
You get a bit nervous when you get that text that they said, no, it's not the text you worry about, it's the phone call if you get that. So that's the one you worry about.
I can imagine. It's worse than that phone call of someone trying to sell you lights. But who have you really pleased for within this group? Obviously, you've got some players now really growing a profile. But who's a player who you think, you know, has worked really hard this year? Maybe the game doesn't come as naturally to him as some. And you're really happy that he's had a good season, is here on the preliminary final night.
I think we've touched on the guys that haven't got to play finals or a lot of prelim finals. We don't have much of that experience, first of all. We're talking about those guys like Dan Rich, who's been at the club for 12 years nearly, and this is his first ever prelim. And then in comparison, you've got Birch, who's played in a lot of them. But, you know, I reckon a player for us that's really growing, and I think people from the outside would have seen this, is Brendan Starcevic, a player that's been on our list for a couple of years and played in an EFL flag last year and hadn't really got much touch. And I think most people have been watching from afar, have been watching Stars really improving that defensive end of the ground. So he's one.
Speaking with Brisbane Lions development coach Paul Henriksen, here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy for Prestige Jayco.
Paul, I'd be interested if you could just provide some commentary for our listeners around last week. Geelong absolutely belted Collingwood. So in terms of keeping the focus more towards yourselves and your players' focus on their own role, how much of that Geelong game did you touch on that with the group?
We looked at what... we probably did a little bit more work, Neildy, on the game in round six. Now, I know that that's a long time ago, but obviously there was areas there that we thought we did quite well down there, down at the SCG, but then obviously in the third quarter... the Cats really got hold of us and really, you know, in terms of contested ball and around inside stoppage, and that they really hurt us. So we looked a little bit like that more than probably last week. We took into account that, and I think Nathan Buckley said in his press conference after, he felt that Collingwood's pressure probably wasn't at the standard that he had seen for 4 years. So obviously we need to take that into consideration with the way we're going to have to play the game tonight against the Cats.
Yeah, fair enough. Thank you for that. There's just two players I'd like you to comment on, if you can, please. And I suppose the first one is apt in terms of contested ball. He's a young player, but every time we see him play and we get to talk about him, he's just such an impressive player, and I'm sure he's got a character to go with it. And that's Jared Berry. Can you give us a bit of an insight into him, please?
So Jared Berry's a player that obviously... Vic Country came through a lot of the leadership. I was unlucky enough to coach Vic Country for a number of years at under 18 and under 16 level. So had a good relationship with Jared. And Jared's one of those guys that's very loyal. He's very, works really hard on his game. When it comes to running, when you come back off season and you start your pre-season, he was leading all our running. He's a running beast. But he's actually really a strong contested ball player as well. And he's very... loyal to his teammates and works very loyal to his game. And he does lead from the front. And he's been a leader right through this and obviously part of our leadership group. But he was a leader right through 16s, 18s, right through. So I'm not surprised what he's doing at the moment. And I'm really looking forward to seeing him on this occasion take the bull by the horns and really showing the footy world that he can play at the highest level. But not only the highest level, but the highest level on a big night like preliminary final night.
Again, thanks for your insight. And we're like you, but from different reasons. It's going to be really interesting to see how he goes. And he is a contested ball beast. The final player I want you to have a chat about, same name, I think it's different spelling though, is a guy that I think he's at his third club, but he's had a fantastic year. And that's Jared Lyons. If you look in terms of his impact for your group around the hard ball gets, the clearances, and even his score involvements, they're really high. What's he like? And completely different story being his third club.
When he came to our club, we felt that we wanted to just really engage with what your strengths are and not the areas that you need to improve. And I think he felt that perhaps everyone was concentrating on bits that he thought people perceived that he needed to improve. We all said, hey, mate, you can really be an important weapon for us. And mate, his football IQ is second to none. He would be in our top three or four players with footy IQ. And if you watch him, even that last 5 minutes against the Tigers a couple of weeks ago, he's the one that just got a little foot on the ball to get it away from stoppage or just move it forward, gain some ground, gain some territory. So, again, he was rewarded with coming into our leadership group this year, but his footy IQ and his smartness around the ground and the game situational IQ is outstanding.
Paul, before we let you go, where are you bracing for Patrick Dangerfield to start as a coaching group?
Well, we're predicting we think he might play forward, and I was just reflecting on that during the week, lads. I was at the Geelong Falcons when he played the game when he'd already been drafted to Adelaide, and Buddha was coaching, and I was one of his assistants. And we played him, I think, forward, and he kicked eight against Calder Cannons. And anyway, they said at the time, the TAC Cup said, no, he's already drafted. You can't isolate him inside 50. So I've seen Paddy up close, so... If he's forward, we'll need to be on our wares. But obviously, he's obviously got that great ability to go up and have an influence around the ball as well.
Yeah, well, we look forward to him having that from a Cats perspective. But obviously, you'll be looking to limit that from the Brisbane Lion coaches box. Paul, good to catch up with you again. Long time since we've chatted on K-Rock Footy about all things football. Good luck to the Lions tonight. And may you go well and maybe not too well. But you know that you're not going to get much support from us here, obviously.
Okay. And thank you, guys. Can I just add, obviously, Geelong Falcons, a life member there. I just wanted to congratulate Mick Turner. I wouldn't be at the Lions, and I went through Vic Country as well, but I wouldn't be at the Lions if it wasn't for a man like Michael Turner and his assistants. And he's talked about players, but the advice and that he helped us as junior coaches coming through has helped us to get to where we've got to. So I just wanted to make mention of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Great work, Paul. Good to talk to you. Good luck tonight.
Righto. Good luck. Have a great night, lads.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Hendrickson joining us here, Brisbane Lions development coach.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.